Hello, everybody. Welcome again to Cousins for Christ, Christianity 101. It's a little topic that these two guys have primarily been doing. Less than 10 minutes. Tonight's topic, Jeremy, you want to introduce it for us, or Chris, whoever?
Yeah, we got a question from a listener that suggested we talked about when it was best to be baptized.
Correct. When should you be baptized?
There are some, you'll hear some references to a baptism day. Which some churches will set aside a specific day for all those that want to be baptized. Be baptized. I mean, we're going to go into that.
Complete hogwash.
That's a good one. So, Jeremy, what do you think?
Tradition shows us, there's nothing in the Bible mostly about it tells you when. Tradition shows us from, usually when someone in the Bible accepted Christ, they got baptized.
What about Philip the eunuch, Chris? Did he wait?
No, he actually
asked. Special
baptism
day in Jerusalem to go there.
If anybody knows the story, it's there was a eunuch trying to read God's word or the message.
Isaiah,
And he didn't quite understand, so Philip spoke to him, and they came upon a body of water, and he asked, "What prevents me from being baptized right then?"
Yes.
It just happened right then, and Philip baptized.
Yes. Anybody that tells you that there are certain days of the year that you can only be baptized, run away from that person. Get out of that building, drop, stop, and roll, move on. What about the age, guys? I've had people ask me, kind of along the same lines, like, is my 8-year-old daughter too young to get baptized?
Depends on the 8-year-old daughter.
So
depends on the 8-year-old daughter.
I remember. So for me, I remember when Eric was 12. I was 17, and it went in, and it's when I realized I was accountable for that. You know, it depends on the person.
Talk about what the age of accountability meant to you.
It meant that I was accountable for, and I'd probably been a little bit before then, but that I was accountable to God's. God's teachings. I believed that I knew what I was doing. Like, I knew I was living.
You knew right from
separate
wrong.
Life from God. Yeah, but I'd known that.
Do you
for
feel
a while.
Like at that age of accountability that you felt like the sins that you were committing were
separating
separating you from God?
100%.
Do you think growing up in the church that helped you reach that age sooner, or would that even be a factor?
It is for some people. I know some people that haven't, but I'll also tell you that day that I felt that was a Friday. And I went up to the church that was closest to me and got baptized.
You should get baptized when you want to. You shouldn't have to wait in line. I know a lot of these churches.
You feel compelled.
Yeah, a lot of these churches do it because they want to get the numbers. But listen, if you know me or Chris or Jeff and you want to get baptized, you call us. We'll come do it now.
We'll do it immediately. Yeah.
But the Bible shows us it's from the eunuch and Philip, from the jailer with Paul. And you know, Paul, when he took him home, after he accepted Christ, he baptized the whole family. You know, Paul, after he got saved, after he got in there, he was baptized when he was a believer. The Bible shows that most of the time when someone accepted Jesus, they got baptized right afterwards.
So, Chris, in Acts chapter
2, 41 through 47.
Paul was preaching to the crowd, and basically, how many were saved that day?
He said, so then those who accepted the message were baptized, and on that day about 3,000 souls were
added.
Was
it Paul, though? Was it?
Was it
Acts
Peter?
Acts 2, yeah.
Maybe it was
Acts
Peter.
2, yeah.
Yeah, Paul wasn't there yet.
But the point was, these people were preached to. They heard the message, they believed it, and they wanted to be saved.
Alvin, actually, that's our preacher, actually touched on this on Sunday, that they would have Bible studies, and he was getting ready for bed, and somebody called and was like, hey, so-and-so felt they want to go get baptized now. They went and baptized then. It was late at night. It moves you. It's not relegated to a specific day.
Absolutely not. And there was a time Jeremy and I got called, a young lady wanted to be baptized, and we came to the church here and did it.
Yep. On a Monday. Yeah.
And I got bitten.
You did get bit by a spider.
By a spider that day. But no, anytime. I never even knew until Chris just mentioned it before we started, came on the air, that there was these baptism days that these denominations are having.
Yeah.
I'm repulsed by that.
Well, here's my thing. If you want to get baptized and you're shy, because there's a lot of people like that, just call somebody. You just call a preacher, and the preacher, most places, will come baptize you.
Yeah.
Or it don't have to be the preacher, by the way. As long as it's somebody that's in the church, that's a follower of Christ, they can baptize you. And so you could call anybody. It doesn't have to be the preacher. It doesn't, if you don't want to be in front of everybody, you know what? I've done it, and I'm about as shy. I used to run away from people when I'd see them in public.
Yeah.
And I did it in front of everybody, and it was a loving moment. I still remember it fondly to this day.
Let me jump back a little bit to this Age of Accountability. What we're talking about, you're not going to read Age of Accountability in the Bible. What that means is, when you reach that age where, as Chris described, at 12 years of age, maybe sooner, he felt that...
well, that was Eric. I was 17.
Or 17, yeah. But we had a young lady at our church who was baptized just the other day who was, I think, 10 or 11 years of age. When you reach that point where, again, you know good and evil, you've been reading the Bible, you understand, you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you believe in His power to save, to forgive your sins, and you feel that burden of sin separating you from Christ, I think you've reached the age of accountability.
Correct, oh, yeah. Correct. I think it's
now, obviously, a three-year-old, four-year-old, I mean, they didn't reach that point yet.
No, I don't
think other people, there's not an age on this. Like, some people mature quicker mentally. It just happens.
It's a personal relationship between you and God. And if you are using it for an excuse to be like, well, I'm not accountable yet, you're already accountable. That way. And if you don't understand it, or if it, you know what I mean? So it varies. Like I said, most of the time it happens. Some people have been baptized and come to accountability at 80.
I'd say it's a different age for different people. But when you feel that, and that... Like, I think Chris really nailed it there in a way. When you start questioning whether or not you're at that age, I think you're kind of like at that age, you know. And maybe when you feel this, like, okay, here's another way, maybe simplify it. When you feel the need to set your life right with God, I think you're there.
I agree.
Jeremy, you were going to say something along that line? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything you're saying.
And, it could be a certain age for one person and a different age for somebody else.
Again, these 10-minute things are set to help teach and to grow. So if you have a question on it or need some more clarification, or if you're even, like I said, reach out to us and ask. That's what this is here for.
I think Michelle's got another question we're going to hit on next week.
It is about
Thank you, Michelle.
We really do appreciate it. Yeah. About the Lord's Supper.
And we're going to still hit that social church topic, too. That was
absolutely.
For Michelle.
Absolutely. Yeah. So
if you have a question, text us. Leave a message on Facebook. We'll be happy to answer it. You can find us on Facebook, Spotify, iHeartRadio, YouTube, Apple Pod. Please like and share if you wouldn't mind. And we thank you so much.
Yes, we do. Appreciate you guys.
Close out, word of prayer.
Sure.
Bow with me, please, gentlemen. Our most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we come to thee today thanking you so much for this opportunity that we could gather here to discuss your word. We thank you very much for your son, Jesus, and his sacrifice, and that through his death on the cross, and through his life, we have the forgiveness of sins, and that we have the hope of eternal life with you someday. Lord, we ask your continued blessings upon us all, to forgive us of our sins, to hold your hand over us, to help us, to strengthen us, to give us the faith that we need. All these things we ask in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.